Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 to 11. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 33. Second reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is difficult, laborious, and restful is our pathway. Like the rich young man and James and John in Mark's Gospel, we as baptized children of God yearn for one thing, as Psalm 27 verse 4 says, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord. Thus, our quest to see God face to face, to behold his face and be satisfied when we awake in righteousness, and to enjoy his restful presence, will surely come to pass for those who revere him, serve him in others, and die with or for him. The psalmist of today says, "The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine." Thus, my brother, my sister, be rest assured that your life and mine in Christ Jesus, our commitment to the Lord, will never be in vain in this world and in the world to come. For the Lord is faithful to those who tread on the pathway of self-giving, and use their talents, wealth, and position for causes of justice and right. Yes, my brother, my sister, those who are willing to drink from the cup of Jesus, be baptized with the baptism of Jesus. In other words, those who are willing to be servants of truth, justice, fairness, love, and righteousness, even unto death, will be justified and vindicated by the Lord in this world and in the world to come. We are confident and hopeful that the Lord will shower us with his mercies, because Jesus' self-offering on the cross has opened the way to God's presence. Jesus declared 3 times before his disciples in Mark's Gospel that the Son of Man, as the prophet Isaiah notes in the first reading of today, will be crushed with suffering and death. And through that self-giving sacrifice, many shall be justified and led to God. Thus, my brother, my sister, the author of the second reading says, we must be confident in approaching the Lord's throne of mercy to find grace or graces for our journey towards God and services for or with him. For the Lord is aware that we will be tempted, sometimes win and other times fail. Hence, he does answer when we call. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must not lose hope. We must not despair, become anxious or desperate, because the Lord will surely, in his time, rescue us from that pit of pain, that pit of sickness and death, and grant us rest in this world and in the world to come. Let us wait on him, call on his name, and he will answer. He will protect and shield us from that harm and from all those who attack us. May the Lord bless and uphold you, and grant you his presence, his protection, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.